WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sebastian Fox has just published a new novel called Charlotte Gray. It's the last in a trilogy of novels about France, which includes the bestseller about World War I, Birdsong. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that with his new novel, Fox has written himself into hostile territory for his imagination.
2 summers ago, I took my first trip to Paris. Of course, I saw a few museums and cathedrals, but I would have managed to see even more sights if I hadn't squandered valuable hours browsing around in, what else, bookstores. I particularly remember one damp, happy afternoon spent in the English language bookstore called the Village Voice. I was rooting around a table filled with new paperbacks, and I picked up Birdsong, Sebastian Fox's much-acclaimed novel about World War I, partly set in the bloody trenches of France. "C'est magnifique," exclaimed the bookstore clerk, and then she smiled and nodded her head up and down vigorously at me when she saw that even that elementary French phrase struck fear into my heart. I bought that paperback edition of Birdsong, even though I was pretty certain that the hardcover was buried in my must-read pile back home, because I was so grateful for that moment of communion between book lovers who didn't speak the same language. Well, I don't think they'll be recommending Fox's new novel, Charlotte Gray, at the Village Voice or any other bookstore in Paris this year. The strongest aspect of this very uneven novel is its nuanced rendering of realpolitik in France during the German occupation, and the account isn't flattering to the French. While Fox does scatter a few resistance fighters in black berets throughout his story, most of his ordinary French characters direct their contempt not at the Germans, but at Jews, the English, and homegrown communists. In the pragmatic view of the French person in the street here, the Vichy government represents the last stand against Bolshevism. As one character puts it, being occupied by a well-behaved foreign power would enable France to put in place, peacefully, the conservative internal reforms it had long needed. Unfortunately, the political picture Fox paints of wartime France is just about the only part of his novel that doesn't succumb to stereotype. In fact, long stretches of Charlotte Gray read like Danielle Steele goes to war. The novel opens in early 1942. Night has fallen, and a daredevil RAF airman named Peter Gregory is climbing into his Spitfire, off to fly yet another bombing run over France. Meanwhile, at a train station in Scotland, a young woman named Charlotte Gray bids her mother farewell as she leaves for London to find some kind of work to help the war effort. You guessed it. Peter and Charlotte meet and fall in love. Then his plane is downed behind enemy lines, and Charlotte, whose fluent French has qualified her as a courier for some very hush-hush military intelligence agency, resolves to sneak into France to rescue him. Fox's language is as melodramatic as his plot. Before flying his last mission, Peter suffers an attack of nerves, and we're told that he had not been able to absorb as well as he had thought the things the last 2 years had shown him. He was still young, and he had seen in that short time things that normally only old men knew. And then there had come this woman. Listen, at the end of that passage, you can hear the made-for-TV miniseries soundtrack clashing to crescendo right before the commercial break. I'll read almost any story about World War II, and Charlotte Gray certainly isn't the silliest I've sped through. But what happened to Sebastian Fox? Birdsong was so discerning, so finely imagined, so unexpected. Occasionally, you sense Fox's old writerly intelligence at work here. But mostly, in the hackneyed parlance of this novel, it's gone missing. Maybe World War II just isn't Fox's war. It's a lit crit commonplace to say that World War I inspired great poetry, while the Second World War produced great prose. Birdsong was a great poetic novel. I'm afraid Charlotte Gray is merely prosaic.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Charlotte Gray by Sebastian Faulks.